Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Mary Beth Meehan is a freelance photojournalist. She grew up in Brockton, the great-granddaughter of Irish immigrants. At 18, she left for Amherst College. It was there that she had her first brush with how outsiders viewed Brockton. Upon hearing that her father was a firefighter, one of her friends said, "Isn't that adorable?"
So Meehan, in a certain sense, was always an outsider. But she gained access to people's most private internal stories through her camera. She traveled the world photographing immigrants, refugees, and war victims. But then she started hearing about a war of sorts going on right in her old hometown. A war between old Brockton and new. So Meehan went back and trained her lens on Brockton and its residents as she saw them.
The pictures are larger than life, each more than 12 feet wide by 12 feet high. They hang as a public installation on the sides of abandoned buildings in downtown Brockton. The project is aptly called City of Champions, a portrait of Brockton.
Mary Beth Meehan recently took us on a walking tour.
I started this project with a certain amount of dread because it was a loss and it was something that was hard to look at. You know, that your hometown could fall on such hard times and be thought of so negatively. It was almost like, you know, having a relative who'd gone off on a bad course and you kind of don't want to look at it. I spoke with family friends who said, you know, Brockton's become a third world country and these people have ruined my city. And
these people meaning
these
the
people
new immigrants?
Meaning the new, I mean, you know, the new people inhabiting the landscape that they see as so depressed. There are very gritty parts of Brockton where homes have been foreclosed and buildings are boarded up, and predominantly people of color, you know, new immigrants who are inhabiting those spaces. And they're the people getting the blame for what's happened to this old proud place. So we're on Main Street at the intersection of Main and Crescent. And the first picture that we put here is of a woman named Mrs. Carolyn Mathers. Her husband was Judge Cortland Mathers, who was a very prominent judge in the city growing up. She's standing in her dining room with her floral wallpaper and her silver candlesticks and her embroidered tablecloth. And to me, she really represents this old-time Brockton that's definitely on its way out in a way. And it's how we grew up thinking of Brockton's roots.
There's more pictures here right around the corner.
So we start with Mrs. Mathers, and then the next picture is of a woman named Luigi Michelle, who was born in Haiti, but whose family is very prominent within the Haitian community here in Brockton. And this picture was made on her wedding day, so she was primping for her wedding day. So here she is, this beautiful young woman, and I'm thinking, is it she who will inherit what Mrs. Mathers represents? And will it be possible for her to build the kind of lifestyle that we see in the past? And if it's not possible, why not?
You grew up in Brockton.
Yes.
Were you born here?
I was born here, so as were my father and my grandfather. So my great-grandparents were Irish immigrants in the 19th century, and, you know, they came along with that huge wave of immigrants that was building up the shoe factories and the industry here. So they came during a much different economic time than we're experiencing now.
Did your family have memories of things that were said about them at the time?
That's an excellent question. You know, I said that to my father recently. His grandfather had a cobbler shop in the backyard. He had a little shed. But a lot of those places said Irish need not apply. So it wasn't the rosy picture then either.
So do you want to walk to see the next one?
So this is a picture of a gentleman who I met at an ESL class here in Brockton, whose family I'd photographed. He's from Guinea-Bissau, West Africa. And he and I got to be quite friendly. He revealed to me that he was of undocumented status. You know, that he'd been living in Brockton 9 years, 8 or 9 years, but never, never was able to get his papers. So he wanted to be part of the project, but was worried about identifying himself completely. So So he said, well, what if I, you know, what if I covered my face up? Let's go. And we walked into his bedroom, and there was his fleece American flag on his bedspread. That was his bedspread, which, you know, you couldn't really make up. So we said, okay. He said, okay, let me get in and cover myself up to here. And we made a bunch of these portraits. This is this pathway, this cobbled pathway to City Hall. And I wanted this picture here, right in the downtown, with City Hall visible, to kind of ask this question of, how are these newcomers going to be part of the civic life of the place? And what is the path to citizenship?
Just a quick follow-up I had to that is, you know, I wonder if some people who might walk around and see these photographs, they might think inside, are you, Mary Beth, idealizing this aspect of what Brockton is as much as, you know, the murals of old Ireland are idealizing, the people who are part of Brockton's history.
Idealizing the new? Am I idealizing the
new? Yeah, because you know how you mentioned that, you know, the crime and the poverty and the economic depression is as much a factual part of Brockton's story today as anything else. And I have, you know, we haven't seen a photograph depicting that yet.
Right. When I started the project photographing in 2005, I was willing to accept what I found. And what I found was not chronic dysfunction everywhere. I mean, I went in apartments that my mother was horrified I was going in these neighborhoods and found kids doing their homework and mothers cooking food and trying to learn English. And so I am very clear about the problems that are here. But I think the percentages are different than the public perception. Okay, so this one was taken at Petronelli Gym, so
I was wondering when I'd see a picture of someone boxing here.
Right, so Brockton got its name, City of Champions, from Rocky Marciano and Marvin Hagler, and Marvin trained in Petronelli Gym, which was right around the corner, and I spent a lot of time there, and they have this very kind of romantic Welcome to Brockton, City of Champions banner on the side of their building.
So on the side of this building here, there's a huge banner. It looks like it's red and white, and it says Welcome to Brockton at the top, and there's underneath that there's a drawing of Rocky Marciano and Marvin Hagler, and beneath that it says 15 rounds of history, City of Champions, of course, one of Brockton's own taglines.
Exactly.
And next to that banner you have this photograph of what's his name?
His name is Teron Andrade,
and he's wearing his boxing gloves and the big baggy boxing shorts, and he's at the gym.
He's working out at the same gym that Marvin worked out at, which is the Petronelli Gym. So I made these portraits reluctantly, actually, and then in the editing said, oh my God, look at this little boy, and his clothes are too big for him, and what shoes does he have to fill, and is he going to be able to do it? And, you know, he's got this vulnerable little sweet face. And then the idea that he was a Cape Verdean boy, and that that the City of Champions that we sort of, whose passage we lament, could possibly be revitalized by a kid like that.
Yeah. So we keep walking?
Yeah. Okay. At the high school graduation, the principal spoke to the graduates and said, we know, you all know what people will think of you when they hear that you're from Brockton, and your job is to hold your head high and carry on and know in your heart who you are and what your character is. And this picture came out of that same group of kids who graduated with their principal saying, we know what people will think of you when you say you're from Brockton.
And Do you remember what year that was?
She graduated in 2010.
2010.
So her name is Melissa Cruz. Her family's Dominican. So I love the band. I was in the marching band high school. And I wanted to spend time with them. And so this picture really became, you know, from the first years of photographing, everyone looked sad and depressed. You know, I was kind of really responding to all the sadness and decline. And at some point someone said, well, where's the hope? You know, can you let anyone sort of shine through as hopeful and full of life? And so that got me thinking. And it was definitely with the young people.
So, you know, you said earlier that some of the negative comments you had heard about Brockton had come from family or friends or people that you know.
Yeah.
Have they seen these images? Have they seen the installation?
They have seen the installation.
What do they think?
Well, You know, I said this to my father because his generation of white 80-year-old Irishmen are not so progressive-minded. Once he said to me, you know, there are signs up in the Caribbean that say, if you want a free handout, go to Brockton. And I said, Dad, where did you hear that? It's true, and they're all here, and I'm paying the taxes. You know, so this is just right in my own family. Mm-hmm. So recently I said to him, because he, you know, I've given talks, and he's come to the lectures, and he's heard me speak on this now forever. And I said, when you're sitting in the audience, do you think I'm wrong, or do you think it's too liberal for you, or it's pie in the sky? Like, what do you... And he said, no, I think it's right. So, who knows? I mean, I don't know.
Mary Beth Meehan's larger-than-life photographs, City of Champions, A Portrait of Brockton, will hang outdoors in downtown Brockton through September next year.